Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is now 7:19 here at WCCO. Welcome back to Steele Talk, and I'm your host, Geralyn Steele. There was so much talk about this year's primary, right? As well as the November election. Well, Minnesota Secretary of State Steve Simon is joining us right now to preview what is to come right here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
It's always great to have you on, Steve. And, of course, I know how busy you are and the questions that must be coming through your office. There is so much confusion around the voting by mail and, you know, absentee voting and so much more. How are you addressing that? And are you frustrated with the news that's getting confused with just talk?
Well, it's sort of steady every day. And one of the advantages of a primary election, which is coming up in 2 days, is it's always kind of a dress rehearsal for the general election. So we can see what went well, what do we need to work on. And in terms of communicating the message, so much of it has to do with this crazy year 2020, with COVID, with putting on an election during a pandemic. And so we have tried, and I hope I'll have some time on your show, to explain a little bit what voters' options are this year and really how easy it is to pursue any of those options. The good news here is there's a lot of information out there, but the good news is almost always when people hear what the rules are, they say, oh, that was easy. There's a lot less here than meets the eye. There's a lot less to think about than I thought. And that's, I think, the good news.
Okay, let's talk about the news, because many have asked me today, nieces and nephews, hey, auntie, can I still vote by mail for Tuesday's election? What do you say?
So here's the rule. The rule is if you vote by mail, you've got to ask for that ballot to come to you by mail to where you live. And then once you get the ballot, you have to postmark it by Tuesday, and it's got to arrive by Thursday. So given that we only have a couple days till Tuesday, if you're not comfortable with that, it depends on everyone's own sort of tolerance for risk. If you're not comfortable with 2 days, or even tomorrow, 3 days, because it's got to get there by Thursday, then there are other options. One option is to simply not mail it back, but physically drop it back. So whatever the address is on the envelope where you'll be mailing it to, simply drop it off. So if you live in Hennepin County, for example, you can go to the Hennepin County Government Center in Minneapolis and simply drop it off, or have someone you trust, a family member and so forth, drop it off. You could send it by overnight mail if that's something you're willing to do and pay for. Unfortunately, that isn't paid for by the state, even though regular postage is. You don't have to put stamps on it normally. So those are options. And then finally, the other option, if you just don't think you have the time or anyone else does to drop it off, you really don't trust the mail to get it there in the next couple of days, then you can always go to your polling place on Election Day. Even if that wasn't your first choice, that's still an option for you. And for any one of your listeners who doesn't know where that might be or figures that might have changed, you can always go to our website at our office, which is mnvotes.org, mnvotes.org. That's where you find all the information about who's on the ballot, where to go, all the other voting options that we talk about.
I do want to encourage people, though, to really look at their ballot. During the last election, or the last primary, I was really disturbed by, we went to the wrong voting place, first of all. Mm. It was next door to that one. I was surprised to see two different ones, right? But it had one sample ballot on the outside of the door as you were going in, and a lot of people stopped to look at it. And it would have who maybe someone you wanted as number three in the list, right? And then when you got your ballot, it was number 12. That sort of thing I saw happen. And so how do we make sure that the ballot is the ballot? Like if you send us a ballot, if there's something online that shows us a ballot, how do we make sure that that is the ballot?
Yeah, great point. So again, if you go to that same website, mnvotes.org, and you type in your address, you can see what's on your ballot. You can see all, if you're not sure, for example, if you say, well, you know, I've heard about one contest that's been in the news or I've seen ads, but I don't know what else is going to be on the primary ballot. What other contests are there? You can type in your address on mnvotes.org and find out what they are, what offices. Is it state house or state senate or U.S. Congress or anything else? And you'll know who the candidates are, and there will be links there for their websites if they have a website. So that's a good tool for people to utilize. Now, I think what I heard you saying was that sometimes it was different in that the order was different. And I know in particularly for those of your listeners who live in Minneapolis or St. Paul where they have ranked choice voting, that can make a real difference. Now, that's not in play coming up on Tuesday or in November, but in the off years for mayoral contests and city council in those two cities and a couple others in Minnesota, that has been a factor, but that won't be something that voters will have to think about this year.
Overall in our state, could this be the biggest primary we've seen since, what, 2007 or 2000?
You know, the thing about...
I'm sorry, 2009.
Yeah, the thing about primary election and turnout is it's really tough to predict. And the reason I say that is unlike the general election, or at least not as much of the general election, primaries like what we're going to have on Tuesday, really so much depends on who or what is on the ballot. So if your listeners are living in an area where there isn't much going on the ballot, there aren't that many contests between various Democrats or between various Republicans, like intra-party contests, then that tends to drive turnout. On the other hand, those of your listeners who live in areas where there are really spirited contests, for example, the one in the 5th Congressional District, I would call spirited, a lot of ads and mailings and that sort of thing, then that tends to drive up contests. So it's hard in advance to predict primary turnout. It really depends on where you live and what kind of contest, what kind of energy there is around that contest. And that's tough to say.
Well, I tell you, it seems like these elections for 2020 specifically seem fraught with challenges for voters. I mean, there's a trust deficit already with some of the voters. I've been hearing about it, and I've spoken to a few people about it. Could this be one of the most challenged elections since Gore versus Bush in 2000? Because we didn't trust that. Remember how frustrated many electorates,
yep.
I mean, many those voters that were frustrated saying, this is not fair, this is not right. So trust is a big issue this year.
I agree. And it doesn't have to be that way. We have options where everyone, even though there's a pandemic, can trust the right to vote and trust the result. A lot of people say over the years, they say, look, the test of a fair election is whether the loser can accept the result, the losing candidate, the candidate that does not prevail. And I think that's right. So we have to have that. And we don't need people at any level of government bad-mouthing particular ways of people voting. That doesn't do anybody any good. So in Minnesota, for example, and in many states around the country, there's a huge appetite among people to vote from home this year for some of the obvious reasons. Again, you can go to mnvotes.org and have the ballot sent to you. That is nothing new. That is nothing radical. We've had that law on the books for a long time. So you can go and order the ballot to come to you. Now, some people like to vote that way for comfort and convenience. You can vote with your feet up. You can vote while you're watching TV or eating breakfast. They like that. But this year, arguably, there's another reason to vote that way. And that is, it's kind of a public service. Every person who chooses to vote from home this year is arguably making the polling place just a little bit safer. And not just for the voters, but for the 30,000 poll workers that it takes to put on an election in Minnesota. So That's a thought. But for those who do choose another method, the traditional method of going physically to the polling place day after tomorrow and in November, we are doing our best to make that as safe as possible, even though we're in a pandemic. So our office is spending the time, attention, money to purchase and distribute to all 3,000 polling places across Minnesota things like masks for election judges, things like masks for voters, hand sanitizer and pumps and wipes and so forth. So I guess what I'm getting at is different strokes for different folks. Some people like to vote in person. Some people and more people are choosing to vote from home. But as long as there's integrity to those systems, and there is in Minnesota, there's no reason to question the outcome of the contest.
Election judges, of course, there's been talk about many of them not going to the polls because they're worried about COVID. In fact, poll employees overall in the state of Minnesota, there has been numbers that are coming down saying we may not have enough of them. How do we guarantee that there will be enough?
So we're working really hard to have the backs of the cities and counties. They're the ones, the local governments are the ones who hire and train and pay the election judges or the poll workers. But we want to help them. We want to help them with strategies so that they can get folks. Look, it's no surprise to your listeners that the folks in the polls, the traditional election judges, they tend to skew older. They tend to be retirees. They tend to be seniors, and they do a phenomenal, great job. But as you say, this year, some of
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.